Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Welcome to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. This podcast is a space for Black women who are looking to get to where the healing resides. If this is your first time tapping in, what's up? Glad that you're here. And if you've been around for some time, welcome back, sis. I'm so glad that you are here with me in 2023, the year of our Lord. So, man, I just feel like I have so much to talk about, but this is just not the time or place, but just know that I am really excited for 2023. I typically talk about what I've done in the previous week or two for self-care, and I can tell you that what I did in the last week or two was just take a lot of time to just be quiet, be still, to think, to just, envision, my life and just things like that. And I'm just really excited for 2023 and all that it is going to bring for me and for you. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I want to talk about or share, some things that I wish for Black women in 2023. There are some things that I wish for you, sis. There are some things that I feel you deserve, you are deserving of, that you need to have, you should have, like all the things. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to just share with you like a blessing. Just consider this episode a blessing for you in 2023, okay? So these are not in any particular order. So the first thing that I really, really, really want and wish for Black women in 2023, this one goes without saying, but let's go ahead and talk about it anyway. Rest, 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 rest. More rest, all the rest, all of the rest, like all of the rest. In a world that doesn't always fully see us, this can be hard. Like resting, rest, it sounds so easy. It's just a four-letter word, rest. How can that just be so difficult? You know what I mean? But it can be hard because, according to society, we're all these things. We're the givers, the mothers, we're the fixers, we're the backups. Oh yeah, so and so, give it to Leticia. She can do it. She'll take care of it. So like we're the backups, we're the fixers, we're the strong ones. How can I ever forget about that? We're the ones that are just like oh so resilient. We're apparently a people that. never get emotionally hurt, that never grieve. We have no emotions, apparently. We are the ones that have to do it all with a smile, or we are labeled. We're the ones that are collectively bending under the weight of this society that still oppresses us, that still mocks us, that still discriminates against us. We're still excluded while demanding that we just give every drop of our essence. That's just how I feel. We have to give every drop of who we are, every drop of our essence. We have to do it with a smile. We have to be happy to serve. And it's like we just give and give and give until every drop of us, like all of our essence, is just kind of like withered up. It's broke down. It's like stripped away. And that's exhausting. It is really exhausting. And we are the ones that are spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, like all the things, like so burned out that sometimes we're just barely holding on by the end of the day. Have you noticed that? Like, I remember when I was working in my 9-to-5, which I quit in 2019. I don't even know what episode I talked about that. I've talked about it a few times if you're new here. In a nutshell, quit my job in 2019. I just want to let you know, like, I came from corporate America. And I have to say that these last few years have not been the easiest. I want to make that very clear. But I know this sounds very cliche, but for me, it was just like the grace of God just helped me to get through. And, you know, that sucks to me. Not because of the grace of God. I'm thankful for the grace of God. Hopefully this comes out the way I'm trying to explain it. It sucks that we're in this position that is through no fault of our own. You know what I'm saying? And I can't explain it. I can't explain it, but hopefully you know what I mean. I'm very thankful for God's grace. I just hate the system that we in. I hate this. I just hate all of it. I just hate all of it. So, but yeah, when I quit, it was hard. It was hard. I just knew that I was going to run Brown Girl Self-Care. I didn't know what that was going to look like. And it's still Brown Girl Self-Care is not all the way together yet. You know what I mean? But like I said, through God's grace, like I've just been able to kind of grow this thing a little bit at a time. And my point is because like I was just burnt out on life, on work. I was a single mom. Like I was just exhausted. I was exhausted trying to just mentally and physically jump through all these hoops. You know what I mean? I was tired of like playing these little Mickey Mouse systemic games that I never signed up for. Like we didn't ask for this. You know what I'm saying? But we feel guilt when we take time. Like we feel guilt when we take time to lounge and rest and do creative things and step back and think about what's good for us and take naps and breathe and meditate and pause and say no. Heaven forbid you say no, right? But we feel guilt. And I want you to know that this guilt is by design. Like, please do not ever think that you have caused any problems and, you know, like when you want to rest, like that it's a bad thing. Like this is by design. This is by design. So you have to remember that every time you do one of those things that I mentioned, like you have to remember that you're resisting. Every time you rest, you're resisting. You're resisting these old, raggedy, toxic, gross circumstances and narratives. So it's like, no, the house does not have to be perfect. And if you can hire somebody, girl, listen, hire somebody in the first quarter, if you can, of 2022, if not in January, like the first quarter to come in and deep clean, like even just one time, that will save you so much time. Okay. So maybe you can make like a budget for that. Somehow, I know I'm going off topic here, but cleaners, and I'm sure it's based on the area, depending where you live, it could be more expensive or less expensive, but probably on average to have someone come out and clean, let's say you live in maybe like a 2-bedroom, 2-bath home, with obviously like a living room and kitchen and things like that. Who knows? You might be able to get a 2-person team to come out and clean your home from top to bottom in 4 hours and pay maybe like $200 to $300. You know what I mean? So maybe you can make a budget every month and make that like your, like a, just a, as a form of self-care. So like once a quarter, you can have someone come in and clean. But anyway, I digress. But it's like, no, your house does not have to be perfectly clean. Yes, girl, you can send your baby to daycare or to school with that week old twist out. Okay, so maybe it's not looking fresh and that's okay. Do not fret, girl. You better mist that hair, put some oil on it, and just put it in 2 puffs and call it a day, okay? Because, listen, I mean, whew, mothers of girls, I feel your pain. But yes, you know, the house doesn't have to be perfect. Like all these things that quote unquote women have to do, like the house does not have to be perfect. You know what? If you don't go grocery shopping for the week because you're tired, listen, I get it. I'm not going to judge you, okay? You can either order some groceries. You can order from like Ralph's or Amazon Fresh or Vons or things like that. Or, you know, perhaps you can maybe just order in. You know what I'm saying? But just finding like a little workaround so that you can rest. But yeah. And also other thing I was going to say is like, you don't have to like volunteer for things. We do that a lot out of just like this feeling, this pressure of we've got to be doing more. I've got to be doing more. I've got to say yes to more. I've got to be more. Just like, so people can see that I'm doing stuff. You know what I mean? Like we have to have this look of being productive sometimes for us to feel like we are worthy or like we're valuable or for like others to see our worth. Does that make sense? But it's like, no, sis, you don't have to volunteer to help for next month's potluck. Like that potluck lunch at work, it's not giving anyway. So you do not have to volunteer. You don't have to cook anything. You don't even have to go to the potluck. If you want to go to your car and take a nap, if we're going to get real with it, like, hell no, excuse my French. And potlucks are gross anyway. Sorry. Don't send me no hate mail, but they're just gross to me, but that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, I'm wishing for you rest, and more rest in 2023. Okay. Something else that I wish for all Black women is like all the abundance our ancestors were denied. All of it. I am wishing that for you in 2023. I'm talking about getting everything that we came for that is ours to claim. Okay. So I'm talking bountiful opportunities that bless your life tenfold. Oh, I'm just getting excited just thinking about it. But yes, yes to all the bountiful opportunities that are like just you, like, you know, it's for you. You know what I mean? You don't have to guess. It's not hard. It just kind of flows. I love when those kind of things happen. Non-aggressive, non-gross, non-toxic, non-racist workspaces. I'm wishing that for you. In the theme of abundance, I'm going to go ahead and right now just say an increase in your finances, sis, including the minimum equal pay that we collectively deserve, but we ain't got it yet. Okay. I'm wishing that for you, all without the need of feeling like you got to deplete yourself or burn out just to get any of that. Okay. So I'm wishing for you all of the abundance and not even just financially, but you know, I know a lot of times when we think about abundance, we're like, yes, let's get this paper together. Okay. But abundance in all things. All right. Health, wealth, relationships, whatever it is that you're just like, man, I could use more of this in my life. I want that for you. That's what I want for you. Okay. Another thing that I'm wishing for every Black woman that's listening to the sound of my voice is the courage to fully accept yourself. The courage to fully accept yourself. If you've been listening to the show, I've shared several times how I just, and I still struggle with this too, but I just used to just loathe myself. I used to loathe myself. And I'm not saying love as in L-O-V-E. I'm saying loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E. Like I could never do anything right. I was stupid. I was fat. I was ugly. I was just, my hair wasn't good enough. My skin wasn't light enough. Like just didn't have this, didn't have money. Just all these things like just kind of combined together in the perfect storm. And I just allowed these things to have me feeling some kind of way about myself because I'm human, right? There's only so many times, at least for me, there's only so many times like you keep getting hit with the same thing where you're just like, oh God, what's wrong with me? You know what I mean? What's wrong with me? And that was actually a question that I heard when I was a kid. What's wrong with you? That just stands out to me so much. But, yeah, just the whole self-acceptance thing just was not happening. There was nothing right about me. Everything was wrong about me. And that's why I'm so thankful for this work that you and I are doing, this restoration that you and I are getting, this healing that we are embracing. Okay. This love that we're embracing for each other and for ourselves. I'm here for it because it has definitely helped me to just like acknowledge who I am, acknowledge where I am, and just accept it for what it is now in the moment. Again, I'm not saying that I'm always this way and that I do it perfectly. Like, healing to me is just, all of it is like a practice. You know what I mean? Just like they say, meditation is a practice, or like how doctors practice medicine, because you know they practicing, right? They practicing on you. But yeah, like real talk, I feel like this healing work, it is a practice for us. Not one to get like 100% right so you can get like a gold star or anything, but like it's a practice, something that we are doing as often as possible that is going to help us to just feel more self-compassion, more love, you know, just all the things that self-care can provide for us. So, you know, I'm so thankful for this journey, because if I hadn't have started, I don't know where I would be, honestly. I don't know where I would be. I mean, I'm not saying I would necessarily be worse off. I'm not saying I would be better off. I don't know. But this brown girl self-care and just like self-care and all that stuff has just helped me to really bring more understanding and awareness into my life. It's allowed me to bring more acceptance into my life of me, of just who I am and my purpose and all the things that I've gone through, the things that I've done, like just all of it. I don't want to go on and on and on, but man, I just really wish for you the courage to fully accept yourself. And I know that's not easy. I know that it can be very hard to accept yourself when, you know, things are not going your way, when society is pointing the finger and saying black women are this, black women are that, you know what I mean? Just, or things are just not happening the way that you need them to, or you've made some mistakes and you're just like, oh my God, if I make another mistake, I'm gonna like whatever, you know what I mean? I understand 1,000,000%, because I've been there, right? And it's taken a very long time for me to even just hit the tip of the nail or see the tip of the iceberg in being able to accept myself, accept my authentic self, and be comfortable with my authentic self. It takes, or at least for me, it takes time for that, especially if you've been on autopilot for like the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, for your entire life. It takes time to kind of rewire or reroute some of the things that we are experiencing, or some of our thoughts, some of our actions and things like that. We want to make change, you know, at the drop of a dime, but it's not always possible. So I can promise you, girl, no matter where you are in your journey or your practice, like, you good. You're doing an amazing job, okay? Let's go ahead and take a quick break right here.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show, and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories, because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
There is no shame in needing to rebuild, so I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change.
All right, so we just talked about courage to fully accept yourself. Another thing that I really wish for Black women are opportunities to explore what wholeness means to you. How many times do we get to explore? How many times do we get to think about ourselves? How many times do we get to be creative or to dive deeper without being questioned or someone telling us, no, you shouldn't do it that way, or you've got to be that way, or you've got to do this, or like other people trying to controlling you. You know what I mean? How often do we get the opportunity to just explore what wholeness means for us individually and collectively? Like, does it look like a better work-life balance for you? Like, I know for me, that was a huge thing. It could be maybe you feel more whole when you have better relationships or more communication or more, you're able to be more vulnerable. Maybe when you're in a space where you can just not always operate in this manly or masculine kind of, I'm going to say energy. You know what I mean? Maybe that's it. More balance in that, or just bringing more awareness to who you are, what you want, what's your purpose? Why are you here? Just even being able to think about that, that contributes to feeling whole. So it's like, what would you like more of in your life that would help you feel complete? What do you need more of that honors your humanity? Those are two great questions when it comes to wholeness. Like, what do you need? What do you need more of? Like, what would you like more of? What would you like life to look like, right? What things are you currently struggling with that you would love to just see more balance brought into? Those are some things that you want to consider when it comes to your wholeness. It could be your health, your finances, your relationships, your relationship with God. You know what I mean? Your spiritual relationship with God. There's a variety of things. And just being able to explore that when, again, we are typically dictated to and not allow the luxury of freedom to kind of like run our own domain, if you will, or be the queen of our own domain, if you will. Like, we got to take that. We unfortunately, even though it's ours to claim, we have to claim it. We have to take that power back, right? So that we can have those opportunities to explore. Okay. Another thing that I would say is, what I wish for you, Black woman, is just unshakable faith in God to do a good work in your life. And as you allow him to lead you with obedience, which is not easy for me, child. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. But real talk, like, ooh, that obedience part. I don't know. I don't know. That one's hard for me. That one's a tricky one, but just that unshakable faith, and man, just, ooh, I don't want to digress too much, but when it comes to faith, when I had mentioned like how I was out, I quit my job in 2019 because I was just burnt the hell out. Honestly, just I was done. I was crispier than a piece of bacon. I was done. I had some rocky moments in there, y'all. Like, seriously, real talk. I had some rocky moments that I didn't even consider would happen. Don't ask me why, but there were times where all I had was my faith. Like, and faith is powerful, don't get me wrong. But you know, a lot of times we feel like we can control the situation. So we're trying to do all the things. We're going to try to manipulate here, not manipulate someone. I mean, manipulate as in try to change something through our own works is what I'm talking about. Anyway, but it's like all the things I tried, they just like, it was just like, nope. Nope. So there were times that literally says all I had was my faith. That was it. All I had was my faith. And I barely had that. Listen, I'm not trying to laugh, but it's just like I barely had that. I don't even know if it was like sometimes I don't even think it was like the size of a mustard seed. Okay. I'm just being real with you because there were times in the last few years I was just like, God, you just don't love me. You don't like me. Why are you doing these things to me? Why are you allowing these things to happen? You know what I need. You know, just angry at just mad, big sad, big hurt, big pissed, like all the emotions, okay? But there was still that like sliver, like the smallest sliver sometimes of faith. And I'm just so thankful. That in some parts of my life, I am on the other side. And I feel like certain things happened for a reason. You know, they say hindsight is 20/20, but yeah. So, I mean, girl, listen, Linda, like everything, unfortunately, is not going to be peaches and cream. And a lot of us are dealing with a lot of stuff. And I get it if you feel like your faith is shaky. I completely get it. I wish I would have looked up a Bible verse before I started hopping on this podcast, but I did not. But, you know, I can just tell you that he does not fail. He does not fail. He does not fail. And if you can just hold on, sis, if you can just hold on, you know what I'm saying? And while holding on, you know, do your best to get what you need as far as like I'm talking about like the rest and the relaxation and just the little breaks or like whatever things you are empowered to do. And there's a variety of things, like again saying no if you can, or just different things. But also a part of that unshakable faith, I want to mention, like, even though I have and sometimes barely had faith, that did not stop me from still doing the things that I was empowered to do. Like, for example, I started going to therapy in 2022. I started like changing some of the things in my diet. I just started saying no more. I just started having periods where I was just like, I'm not doing anything. And yes, things would fall through the cracks. Sometimes you just gonna have to let things fall. Okay. Sometimes you just gonna have to let things fall through the cracks. I'm just saying. So maybe it looks like you prioritizing the real priorities and letting other things go, because I mean, we cannot necessarily do it all. We just can't. But again, that unshakable faith looked like me still leaning on God to the best that I could possibly lean on during those hard moments, but also doing the things that I was empowered to do that could help me to feel more whole, if that makes sense. Another thing that I wish for Black women in 2023, honey, is pockets of peace every single day. Pockets of peace every single day. Because it's like, what is your peace worth? What is your peace worth? It's worth everything. At least to me, it's worth everything. And so I intentionally make time for pockets of peace. Like, don't like my phone. I put on, what is it? Not do not disturb. What is it? Whatever on iPhone. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's do not disturb. Put the phone on do not disturb because I do not like to hear all the dinging and ringing and all that stuff anyway. My phone's on do not disturb probably like 95% of the time, period. So if someone calls me, I don't hear the phone ring. And actually, my daughter got on my case because she had texted me and I didn't answer for a couple of hours because I didn't hear it. And she was just big mad. And I had to let her know, like, speaking of which, like, I had to let her know that I was literally resting. I was resting and she was at work and she wanted me to pick her up like 2 hours early than what her shift called for, not because she was sick or anything, but just because she, you know, slow today, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was taking a nap. And so she was big mad and I had to have a conversation, let her know like, yo, I'm not on your time. And I have things to do. And that includes being able to rest. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we have the right to do that. We have the right to have pockets of peace. We have the right to set boundaries and you have the right to do this every single day. And I'm still struggling with boundaries, y'all. Speaking of which, I am still struggling with boundaries, in certain situations, but 2023 is a whole new year. And I am confident that there are, some powerful changes soon coming for me on that. So let's get to the next one. Did we talk about rest? Yes, we did. Resting without guilt. So the last one that I would say is, and there are many things, there are many, many, many things, on my wish list for Black women, but these were the few that came top of mind. The last thing that I'm going to say is just, I wish for you people in your corner that are also becoming more self-aware. We already have enough people in our life that are just not self-aware. They're not they have no emotional maturity. They have no awareness. They don't care. Some of them are still playing games. Some of them are just, they were hurt. And so they're still hurting others. Like there's just a bunch of stuff going on. And I want for you people that are, you know, becoming more self-aware of just healing, restorative healing practices, just from the collective harms we've experienced, how we've hurt each other unintentionally, how others have hurt us either unintentionally or unfortunately intentionally. I can tell you that people that are also just becoming more aware, even just dipping their toe into just like healing and restoration, like these people are diamonds in the rough, man. I promise you, these people are diamonds in the rough. And like together, you guys can support each other in so many ways. And what I love, like one of the biggest things I love just about being on this journey with other people that are aware, plus me just, you know, becoming more and more aware, is that, first of all, It allows you to be a little more vulnerable, at least for me. And that's always a beautiful thing. But then also when people do things that are harmful, like when I do something that I feel might have been rude or harmful to someone, I'm able to go back and apologize. You know what I'm saying? Or someone that is self-aware, they might take some time to process, you know, whatever may have occurred between you and them. Or because they're becoming more self-aware and they're healing, they are getting to a place where they can, identify things that happened in the past and how that shifted their beliefs, their mindset, their actions, their patterns, you know, just things like that. Just when you have someone that is bringing more awareness to the table and you guys are doing it together, it just opens things up in a beautiful way. You're able to communicate in a different way. You're able to have healthier boundaries. Like it just opens up so much. And so I wish that for you because, and I'm not saying this to be shady at all, but I'm just being real. There are many people out there that just don't, have that awareness, or they're blocking that awareness because it's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's just too painful sometimes, right? So they're not ready to activate in any capacity. Or the people that just have no self-awareness, they're just on a completely different journey. Maybe they'll get there, maybe they won't. That's really not for you to say or push or anything like that. But the energy is just different when you're interacting with someone or dealing with someone or in a relationship with someone that has self-awareness, a little more emotional maturity versus someone that's just out there and it's just not there. It's just not there at all. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. The mood is different. The relationship is different. The energy is different. Like, it's just different. And those type of relationships can grow you. They can support you. They can hold you up. They can be real with you, right? They can love you in a different way than someone else might be able to, because they don't have the capacity. Does that make sense? So I wish for more people in your life that are on this type of journey, just like you are. You may not be in the same places. That's totally fine. You may have different, you know what I'm saying, concerns or experiences or whatever. And that's all completely fine, right? But just having someone in your corner that can understand and see your humanity, they understand what it means to heal and do the healing work, like, they get it. It's just different. So yeah, those are the things that I wish for you in 2023. Again, literally there's so many things that I wish for you and for me and for our daughters, for our sisters, our mothers, our aunties, our grandmothers, our just the women in our life. Like, there's so many things that I wish for us. It's just, you know, I would be here forever trying to talk about all the things that I wish for us, but definitely the rest. Also, I would say one other thing that I wish is just more ease in your life. More ease in your life, like, so that everything doesn't have to be so damn hard and everything doesn't have to feel so hard. Right? Like, everything doesn't have to be a freaking mountain to climb. Everything doesn't have to be a battle. Everything doesn't have to be a struggle. I'm like so over that. I am so over the struggle. Like, I'm just I'm done. I'm so completely done with the struggle. And I'm just, generally speaking, I'm just done with the struggle. I'm tired of things being hard, almost cussed. I'm tired of things feeling hard. I'm tired of things, like, being rough and, you know, you gotta do all the things. Like, I just, like, you gotta fight. Like, I was in Color Purple. All my life I had to fight. I know I say that a lot on the podcast, but that's like that's real. All my life I had to fight. You show me any Black woman that cannot feel what, was it Oprah that said that? Was that Miss Seeley? Or not Seeley, was it, Sophia. I ain't seen The Color Purple in a month of Sundays, y'all. But I think it was Sophia. Anyway, you show me a Black woman that doesn't understand on a cellular level, on a gut level, what she was saying. Just in that one sentence, right? I'm over it. Like, I'm tired of, I don't want to see Black women struggling. Because we're worthy of so much more, right? We're worthy of so much more. We're worthy of better than that. And I just don't want to see it anymore. I don't want us to struggle. I don't want us to have to fight. I just want more ease in our life. Opportunities for more ease, right? Leaning into more ease, more gentleness, like, more flow. Like, that is what, less resistance, more flow. You know what I'm saying? And things just working out because God has favor over our lives. Like, that's what I wish for you. That's what I'm here for. Like, in 2023, we, like, this whole struggle narrative that was thrust upon us, right? I'm done with that. Like, I'm just done with that. I'm over it. So I wish for you and I pray for you, just more ease in your life, more flow, more gentleness, more abundance, like more rest, more, all the things that I mentioned in this podcast episode before. Those are my blessings for you in 2023. Okay. All right. So that is it for this week's episode. Sorry that my voice feels a little hoarse or something. I don't know. Y'all know I just be talking. Maybe that's why. Maybe that is why. But man, oh man, I just, so many things that I want to do with Brown Girl Self-Care. So many guests that I have in mind for Brown Girl Self-Care. I know I just have these big ideas. But there's just so much that I want to talk about on the show. I'm not the expert. I'm not the guru. I'm figuring it out just like you are, right? I'm figuring it out for myself just like you are. So I still have a lot that I want to learn. There's a lot that I want to explore. There's a lot that I want to get more understanding on, from sleep to narcissism to boundaries to finances to just all kinds of stuff. There's like better health there's just so much stuff that I want to talk about, y'all. There's so much stuff that I want to talk about. Relationships. I want to talk about the Black church. You know, that'll be a doozy. There's just so much that I want to talk about. So we still have so much more to explore in the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. So I'm definitely looking forward to 2023. I'm so glad that you are here with me on this journey. If you've left a iTunes review or rating, thank you so very much. I will do my best to read a couple of those next time on the podcast. But yeah, that's it, y'all. I just appreciate you. I'm excited for the new year. In the meantime, I'm just going to release you with, you know, a blessing and some love and encouragement. And that's it. I'll see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thanks for listening.